Jack, what's the confidence level of this defense heading into Big 12 play?
We're really confident. We've obviously been playing really well. All 11 of us and the backups have been playing really well. Everyone's doing their part. We know it's going to be a big test for us this week, but we're confident in our abilities.
Go ahead, Jared.
Talk about the test that you're going to be facing going up against Avery Johnson, which, you know, kind of seems to be the headline test. I imagine you've seen what he can do. So what's your evaluation?
Yeah, like you said, he's a really great quarterback. They have a lot of deep threats. The O-line is super physical, and they got a great set of backs. So I think it's going to be a big test for us. I think if we do our job and we all do our 111th, we're going to have a good outcome.
Do you feel, Jack, that it's something that you do scheme-wise, or is it going to come down to more individual play? How do you kind of approach an athlete like this?
I think both. Our coaches are going to do a great job of installing everything that we need to have ready for him. And then I think as long as we all are doing our jobs, the scheme that the coaches have ready for us is going to be what determines the outcome of this game.
Awesome. Let's take some more questions from Sean Walker and then Jay Catch.
Jack, this is a little unconventional, but try to stay with me. When Jake threw that interception early, I think it was his first drive against Wyoming, I saw the team kind of come together around him a little bit. It looked like even the defense was rallying around him in a lot of ways. So what kind of happened in between, sort of before you guys went out, I guess, after that pick and maybe on the sideline with the team in general where you guys sort of picked him up? And I thought he was very good after that point. So can you kind of give me a little bit of insight into how the team was feeling after that moment?
I think we all are trusting our coaches, and we know that they're going to put their best player on the field. So we're all just being the best teammates we can, rallying around each other, and we're going to trust that everyone that's on the field is going to do their job to the best of their ability. So I think what was said is just that how much we trust him and how much that we know, like, what kind of player he is and the ability that he has.
Jack, you guys have had a very potent pass rush this year so far as compared to what it was a season ago. What's been the key to you guys getting after the quarterback?
I think the scheme has been really good. Everyone has a year under their belt with the scheme, so everyone's trusting it and knowing that everyone's going to be in the right position on, like, certain blitzes and that sort of thing. And then ultimately our strength coaches have done a great job getting us bigger, faster, stronger in the off season. So I think that plays a part. And then all of our pass rush guys we have here, Coach Chad has done a great job with all of us working on moves and just counter moves, just all that sort of stuff.
I just wanted to ask you, just what's your comfort level right now? We've talked to you. You're comfortable with the defense having played in it at Weber, but what's your comfort level just at BYU at this point?
Oh, I'm super comfortable. All the boys have welcomed me in, rallied around me, helped me with any questions I've had. I think this is one of the closest teams I've been a part of. Everyone is super bought in. Everyone trusts each other, so I think it's been really well.
Take some more questions from Jay Drew and then Jared Lloyd.
Hey, Jack, a lot was made when Ben Bywater couldn't go this season. How do you feel like those other guys, kind of the inexperienced guys, maybe like Harrison Taggart and others, have kind of stepped in and filled in his shoes?
Oh, they've done a great job. Obviously, it sucks that we had to replace Ben, but Harrison and Isaiah Glasker have done a phenomenal job putting in the extra work, just understanding the assignment, giving full effort, and they've been making plays. So at the end of the day, I think they haven't missed a step at all, and they're doing what they need to do.
I don't know. I assume you know the reputation of the Big 12 for having a lot of close games, how a lot of these games come down to a play or two here or there. It means you can't lose focus, but at the same point, you don't want to get too caught up in that. How do you strike that balance as a player?
I'd say just focus on what's coming next. Obviously, there's going to be some great plays that happen, some mistakes that happen. You can't dwell on the past or be too high on the past. You got to stay in the moment. It's called, like, neutral thinking. You just got to stay in the moment, talk to yourself what you can do in this moment right now, and then just keep going to play by play.
How beneficial was having that SMU game come down to the wire, just in the sense of getting that feel here this season?
I think it was great. It showed how all the boys really rally around each other. It made us feel even closer as a team. I think that really brought us together. And then I think it's going to be huge for us going forward, because we know that some of these games are going to come down to the end, and we have to be able to trust whoever is on the field, whether it's offense or defense, to make those final plays.
One final thing, Jack. I just wanted to ask about this opportunity. This is one of the reasons you came to BYU. play a home game against a ranked team on a Saturday night in front of a packed house. How much are you looking forward to that?
Oh, I'm super excited, especially with it being a night game. I know the crowd's going to be packed. It's going to be wild. It's going to be a huge advantage for us, and I'm excited to go out there and make some plays in front of this crowd and hopefully come out with a victory.
Thanks, Jared. We'll take some more questions from John Kuhn.
When you look at your success as a defense and holding opponents in the red zone, right now BYU through three games is in the top 20 nationally in that category. What's kind of key to your success collectively as a defense in the red zone inside that 20?
I think once you get into that area of the field, it's all about a mindset. You have to know that you're going to dominate your one-on-one. And I think our whole defense is doing a great job at that. We know that there's going to be plays that are going to be made, or they might get a couple yards. But at the end of the day, we got to stop them and get them to that fourth down so they have to kick a field goal or go for it.
Thanks,